You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Yeah, it is Friday. Friday! All day long on April the 15th, even though it's tax day, just stay with us. It's going to be all right. Thing about number one being March to the midterms, I got to tell you, this is a dicey time that we're in. It is tough to be a candidate. But let me just step back from that even further and say, have you ever had one of those moments when you absolutely had no idea how to move forward? I mean that in both the literal and the figurative sense. I mean, it can be really disconcerting to suddenly realize you just don't see a path. I used to spend a lot of time in the outdoors, whether it be military or civilian. I was always, you know, really comfortable with a map and a compass and a sense of direction. But it doesn't matter how good you think you are with directions or map reading. At some point, you're going to have that moment when you realize something ain't right. I've spent time in the Rockies, the High Plains deserts of Utah, the Appalachians, the Smokies. In Colorado, we hiked for a week along the Continental Divide well above the tree line. It was just epic. There were times when you would come over a ridgeline and see the snow caps in the distance and the crystal clear blue sky and stumble up on a high mountain lake and swear you were the first person ever blessed to see that spot. No trails, no roads, just a map, a compass, and a backpack. But I've also hiked through more narrow and wooded vistas just as beautiful in their own right, and most of those on actual designated trails. I remember once taking a group of kids backpacking in the Smokies. It was beautiful. My favorite time for packing was in the cold months, so this would have likely been in late November or early December. And there had been a major winter storm that had come through the area just days prior, but it was all clear by the time we hit the trailhead. But a half day into our 4-day pack and the trail just disappeared. If you've ever hiked some of those trails or along the Appalachian Trail, for instance, you may have seen how the trails are often marked with like a paint blotch on a tree or a small sign that indicates that you're still on the path. But there's also the fact that when you hike well-established trails that are often used, you can just as easily be able to follow the footsteps of those who've actually worn a path into the ground over time. Well, as I mentioned a minute ago, there had been a major winter storm just before our packing trip started. And as we moved further into the Smoky Mountains, it became very obvious the storm had been intense. Trees were down, the landscape muddled, debris was everywhere, and then all of a sudden the trail just disappeared. I mean, it was gone. We were in one of the thickest spots of the foliage on an uphill climb, and the trail just phased out. It was buried, blocked, obscured by debris and down trees. We couldn't even see where the markers were because so many trees were down. I had a map. I knew our rough position, but wow. So we literally had to drop all of our packs and just fan out. It took 20 minutes or so till somebody yelled, "Here's a marker over here." So we gathered up our packs, we moved to that marker, and then we had to repeat the process until we found another marker, and then again. I mean, it definitely slowed down our progress, but we eventually regained the path and made our way forward, and it wound up being a great trip. And I'm sure you've had it happen on the road before. You miss a turn, you come up on construction, what do you do? I remember once Charlene and I were driving home late one night, maybe like 1 a.m. We just moved our daughter to college down in Auburn. We were coming up the road near Talladega, the same road we had just driven on early that same morning, and suddenly the road was gone. It was completely washed out from a mudslide, had barriers across the highway. Talk about confused. I was tired as a dog and so confused as to how the road that I had just been on earlier that same day was now gone. What? So I got out of the car with a flashlight, and I walked up to the barriers and looked at the hole in the ground and just stood there as another car pulled up. And I asked that driver, "What do we do now?" He goes, stared at me and said, "I have no idea." So we doubled back, found a side road, worked our way through some farm lanes and fence rows, and basically just following the direction of the moon until suddenly we broke out on the main road and made our way home. My point here is that there's usually a way. There is usually an avenue of approach, an ingress and an egress, if you will. But you may have to search for it. It may take a few detours to get back on track. Okay, so now some of you have already figured out that I'm using all of that as an analogy, and yes, I am. It can be anything in life. You get off that course, you're not sure what to do next. Well, don't stop moving forward. That's my point. And in political speak, I can tell you, this is the height of the primary season, and there's a bunch of folks out there who are listening to the show who are running hot races right now. A lot of you are the candidates, and some of you are actually the volunteers who are helping the candidate along. And truthfully, some of you candidates are running and feeling like you're just behind. Maybe your polls are low, or your opponent has more money than you do, or you can't find your momentum, or you're just plain tired. Well, it's 40-plus days to go, and you can stand on your head that long, my friends. I'll tell you what you do. You get a good night's sleep, and you hit the ground running. There's always one more chili supper you can go to, one more door to knock on, one more phone call you can make, one more vote to ask for. There's an old saying in politics that there's only two ways to run a political campaign: scared and unopposed. I've never had the luxury of running unopposed myself, so I just ran my races like a scalded dog and was told more than once that the way forward didn't look good, that some pollster or other had decided I was down, so we just worked harder and proved them wrong. And there's some magical stories out there about the dark horse candidate winning the race. I mean, first of all, big picture, look at Donald Trump. Nobody gave him a snowball's chance when he came down that gold escalator to announce his candidacy. We all went to bed that night just imagining Hillary Rodham Clinton as president of the free world, and like a freight train, Trump just barreled on through. Or how about that guy, that good old boy truck driver from New Jersey named Edward Durr, who only spent $150 on his campaign, worked his tail off, and beat the New Jersey Speaker of the House, who was seen as the most powerful man in their state politics. Or how about right here in Alabama, when back in 2010, Senator Lowell Barron, who was the man who had held sway over the Alabama State House for decades, was seen as the most powerful man in Montgomery. And then along comes a no-name dude named Shadrach McGill, who campaigned his heart out despite massive dirty tricks heaped on him by Lowell Barron's cronies. And old Shad McGill, he became Senator McGill by beating Lowell Barron by just 1 point in the final polls. What I'm saying here is that some of you candidates are staring at the midterms and you're feeling like they are a million years away and you can't see a path anymore. People keep filling your head up with their version of what you've got to do or what your opponent said about you or how many signs are out in somebody's yard, and you just can't see the way forward because you're exhausted. Well, suck it up, candidate. The path is still there, and you may have to jog some side roads and look for markers on downed trees, but the path is still there. Having been in that situation, I just want to encourage you and your volunteers. 40 days to go. Run like a scalded dog. Be pathfinders. There's always a way forward, and Election Day will get here. Election Day is coming. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, I know there's candidates listening to the show because they text me, or I see them saying things about what I said on social media, or they come on the show for that matter. Or some of you folks are out there and you actually work in those campaigns. Listen, 40 days. I'll never forget, my dad said that to me when I was exhausted at Ranger School and I had a chance for one call out and I was talking to him. He said, "Son, you can stand on your head that long." And it made the world of difference. For some reason, it just worked. Listen, you can do this. Be a pathfinder. Run like a scalded dog. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.